You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome furniture, decor, and supplies for our short-term rentals?
We're going to let you in on our secret weapon, Manoan. They are a free platform for hosts that offers steep discounts on over 150 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, Our House, Liza, Parachute, California Designed In, Public Goods, and Society 6. Plus, the ability to centralize all ordering and reordering needs to make tracking and bookkeeping a breeze.
I had my eye on gorgeous linens from Parachute, wanting to give our listing that wow factor with better quality that lasts. And my Manoan discount actually made it more cost-effective over the long run than the budget options requiring constant replacement. Seeing the savings, I naturally had to order more. All I had to do was head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and add items across partner brands to my cart with just a few clicks.
And when guests inevitably ask you about that awesome Lisa mattress that you purchased through Manoan, at a major discount, no less, you can point them to a custom digital storefront called Manoan Showroom. The best part? When guests shop their stay, you'll earn commission from hundreds of stores, including featured items you didn't purchase through Manoan.
So, head over to Manoan.com/TFV_podcast or simply click the link in our show notes to sign up. Let the savings and the earnings begin.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is featuring one of you, our incredible listeners, who head on over to strshare.com. Share everything you can about your short-term rental so we can share you here on the podcast and on our Instagram account every Sunday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Out of Bounds Retreats. So both of those words are pluralized. And is that a word that I made up?
Pluralized.
Out of Bounds Retreats. Did I make that word up?
I don't think.
Pluralized. It's okay. Well, in theme with pluralizing, they have multiple properties. What I like, everyone, this is a very popular question we get because hosts say, well, if I have four different properties, do I need to have four different social media accounts? And I think I want everybody to go to Out of Bounds Retreats and take a look because they have cabins in the Banner Elk, North Carolina area. And then they also have homes on Holden Beach. And their direct booking site houses both of them. But on their Instagram, you're really only seeing mostly the luxury cabins. And so I think they've made some very distinct decisions here on how they want to show up on social, what they want their direct booking site to look like. So I want to offer it up to everyone. If you have multiple properties in different areas, you get to choose how you show up online and on your direct booking site. So I want you to check it out. They have, and I'm going to say this, this is just a vanity metric, everyone. So don't let it discourage you. They do have 104,000 followers on Instagram. They do have some really good reels that I've been enjoying with Sarah, especially around some holiday ones. But I want you to just look at it, look at their whole portfolio, look at how they've honed in on this account for the cabins that are very specific avatar too. Let me read this. Luxury couples cabins and a family cabin on the way. So very distinct because they're smaller cabins. You get to name who your ideal guest is. Luxury couples cabins. And a lot of times, the word luxury, I think, gets used a lot, but not in conjunction with luxury couples. It's very, very specific. It speaks to the guest that wants to stay there. So again, I really want you to check out. I want you to see the way that they're doing it. I want you to check out their content. I want you to see how they say book now and how it takes to the direct booking site. I think there's a lot of things to own, to learn here. The other thing I want to share is the owner has like a classic FJ40 cruiser. It's like a 1978. And she has it in her highlight reel. And I think it's cool because it just shares a little bit of her personality and something that she is very connected to. And it is an amazing car, but she talks about it breaking down. She just talks about people stopping her. So I think it's like a little peek inside the owner's personality, which I think is really cool. So as hosts, don't shy away from bringing something that isn't necessarily house related into your content. We are going to be in a stay human game here, everyone, with AI. So the more that you can show your face, you can show the personality behind the property. Ooh, that's going to be a new one. Person behind the property, you will win. Okay? Because people buy from people. People stay with people. Yeah, that's a mic drop. Oh,
we did that. Also, I was 87.5% sure that pluralize was a word. It is a word. Good job.
You checked. Thank you.
I did. Use the words that you say are words, but the way you say them is what makes me question it.
Okay. I'm here for that. I will receive that backhanded compliment of being right but sounding wrong.
That is exactly it. You are right, but you somehow make it sound
and
wrong.
It might be the facial expressions.
It could be. It could be the delivery.
It's the delivery. It's okay. And then you're like, wow, she's right.
Right.
And then you're like, don't judge a book by its quizzical cover.
Okay.
Is that a word?
All right. We're going to move on now. Two, Airbnb's new cancellation rules. They are live. How do you feel about them? If you're not prepared, you could be at risk for a bumpy, bumpy ride. But today we're going to break down exactly what changed, what it means for you as a host, and of course, how you can respond strategically.
All right, so let's discuss what's changed. And let's start with the facts straight from Airbnb's help center. Okay, as of October 1st, 2025, Airbnb applied a 24-hour free cancellation window for all stays under 28 days. So now guests can cancel within 24 hours of booking for a full refund, including taxes and fees, as long as the reservation was confirmed at least 7 days before check-in.
And let's be honest, if you're like me and a traveler, I'm used to this. With hotels, with airlines, almost all hotels and airlines now give you that 24-hour free cancellation. And so Airbnb is just trying to come together, I think, streamline what consumers are used to in the travel industry overall.
Right. So Airbnb is phasing out that strict policy for all listings that are coming new onto their platform.
Like Sarah just said, anyone new coming to the platform, they won't even see the option to have a strict cancellation policy for their guest. But if you have an existing listing, you may stay on that strict policy. But I'm going to say for now.
Yeah.
Okay. So any new properties, you'll have firm, flexible, or the new limited policy. And again, like I just said, the goal here is to simplify the guest experience by making cancellation terms consistent and predictable worldwide. Okay. So again, we are business owners. In order to capture the largest amount of the market share, I think as hosts, let's kind of just have a mindset that this is positive because there's still resistance for guests. They're hesitant still to book a short-term rental. So I think this is welcoming. We're up-leveling to what all other businesses are doing. So I just want to give that moment for all of us to sit in that.
Well, not only that, Annette, but we are choosing as business owners to be on Airbnb's platform and to play on their playground. Ooh, and so,
right. So if you are, if this is a no-go for you, that is why all things need to point to your direct booking.
Right. And that is your choice. So you are making a choice of the direct booking and all the work it takes to get your own audience. If that seems like something that you're not interested in, while you can have an opinion about this cancellation policy change, I don't want to take that from you. I just need to remind you and everyone else that's chattering about this. It's like they can do whatever they want to do. They have shareholders that they have to answer to. And so when it comes to making it as simple as possible and as streamlined as possible for their customer, i.e. our guests, they're going to do it. Airbnb's language says, our goal is to make cancellation policies easier to understand and more consistent across listings. And listen, this is probably a lot easier for me to swallow as a host who has, you know, on average, more 1 and 2 bedroom property. We don't have any large properties that are super high end and easy to rebook. Well, if you do, this might sit a little different with you.
And look, this is the pattern that, again, we've seen all year. Airbnb is tightening host side flexibility to make guest side trust stronger and stronger and stronger. And again, I want to go back. It is, if you are going online to book and you see firm, flexible, strict, limited, like it is, it's confusing to me as a host. Sometimes I have to like reacquaint myself, but can you imagine being a guest and trying to sort through everything? So this pattern, if you really dig deep and think about it, I think they are going to lessen and lessen and lessen the amount of cancellation options for all of us.
Yeah.
This is just that first rollout. And then we're going to see another one. I feel my prediction is we're going to see another rollout.
Even simplifying even more.
Simplifying it
even more. I wouldn't be shocked. I really wouldn't be shocked.
And we totally understand there should be a, you know, initial, very natural reaction of frustration about this, of just the change up of rules of like now just across the board, 24-hour free cancellation. You know, why should you be losing out? We get that. We need to have a mindset shift here of just settling in to, again, if you want to have complete ownership of your business, then do not list on Airbnb. All right. That's step number one. But if you are going to have feelings about it, we need to pivot. All right. We need to redirect the feelings and think about our revenue. So we're going to redirect the feelings into our revenue and think, okay, if I get a booking, I'm not even going to really think about that revenue until at least that initial 24 hours is up. So it's going to cause you to like take a pause. All right. There's power in the pause. And the next is understanding your cancellation policy after that. All right. You're really going to have to dig deep here. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, but really start like back in the day when you would get that ding, it was pretty much like guaranteed. You were like counting that money. And if y'all old school Airbnb hosts on here used to be able to get funds to loan against your future reservations.
Yeah, you did. No more.
Do you remember? That was
nice.
Could take loans out on your future revenue. That was wild times, y'all. But anyway.
So I was going to bring up, you know, because I don't want to be a hypocrite here, right? But I think my mindset is just there. Like I am all in on Airbnb is going to do what it wants to do when it wants to do it. But let's go back to COVID. If you were a host then, do you remember? I remember like it was yesterday.
Didn't even matter.
It was like, well, at that time, I'm sure we were even sharing, oh, it's your cancellation policy. You set it in place. And that's why we were all in an uproar when Airbnb came through and just canceled the reservations for us. Now, obviously, on the other side of it, we didn't know what we didn't know about how serious the situation was. Mm-hmm. But the conversations that were, and I was listening, remember when, what's that one social media app? I think it's still around where you just would talk for hours. What was that called? Classroom or?
Chatterbox.
I don't know.
I forget.
It was this, you guys probably know what we're talking about right now, where you could get on, you could just like talk for hours with people. And the only conversations that were happening were these people like sticking their cancellation policy. And it was like, and I was one of them probably. I'm like, yeah, but if you really think about it, their terms and conditions, like it is their reservation and they pay us out based on the terms and conditions of Airbnb. So this isn't about fairness anymore. Now, when you choose to listen to Airbnb, it is about expectation management. Mm-hmm. And if you can flip the switch on that and just be ready for anything, especially when it comes to consistency for Airbnb and its customers, i.e. the guests, that's when you're in the right frame of mind. So
let's talk about something that every short-term rental owner has to deal with.
Taxes.
Every city and county has its own rules, filing deadlines, and systems. It's complicated, and it's easy to miss something.
And if you do miss something, you could end up with penalties or surprise bills later on.
That's why we recommend My Lodge Tax by Avalara. They handle your filings, payments, and paperwork, so you stay compliant without spending hours trying to figure it out all by yourself.
Right now, TFE listeners get $100 off the setup fee for each new property added by December 31st, 2025.
Go to www.mylodgetax.com to book a demo and tell them TFE sent you to get the $100 off the setup fee.
Tax compliance doesn't have to be confusing. Let My Lodge Tax handle it for you. Again, that's www.mylodgetax.com to book a demo and tell them TFE sent you to get $100 off each property.
So what does this mean for your business? Should go ahead, let's expect more cancellations.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sit with that. Expect more cancellations, and especially from early planners. So guest booking far in advance, you know, they may cancel within 24 hours, and again, without that penalty.
Oof.
All right? So if your calendar opens really far out, you might see more churn, but also more visibility. So think, you know, hey, we're opening up our funnel to many more people. And this is a reminder to build a cushion into your business. And I think that is actually a huge positive for all of us, is it's forcing us to build that cushion in, and then also forcing us to think about other sales and marketing channels so we're not so dependent on Airbnb.
So just like you plan for guest damages, hopefully you are, maintenance issues or chargebacks, if you know what those are, plan for cancellations. Don't treat them as surprises. Just do yourself and your emotional bandwidth a favor. Treat them as part of your cost of doing business, because when you anticipate cancellations, you stop feeling blindsided by them. Stay calm about visibility shifts. Here's the deal. And I know, again, my heart really does go out to those larger, more luxurious homes who really depend on Airbnb for their business. But hotels have been able to build their book of business on being incredibly flexible. Mm-hmm. I know that we can find our rhythm in this new change too. So Airbnb is rewarding hosts who adapt quickly, they communicate clearly, and they provide predictable experiences. So if your listing stays responsive, well-reviewed, and accurately priced, this will not tank your bookings.
We need to communicate clearly with our guests. Make sure your pre-arrival messages like really help to confirm intent and get that commitment.
Mm.
These pre-arrival messages, like, this is where you can build a relationship with your guest. And I want to like dig into that a little bit. People buy from people. All right. So the quicker you can build that rapport with a guest that has booked, I know that they will be more reluctant to cancel. They've committed to you. You've made that contact with you. You're building a relationship with them. And so that's what, going back to all properties, like, people buy from people. So the more you can insert that human side, I think that will really, really help you in this cancellation process. Also, like, a small proactive step, these are gonna reduce even just like accidental cancellations, you know, making sure the guest knows they've got the booking. They know that you are a legit listing, okay? So communication is key here.
Going back to my large property friends who this could really make a big impact on is introducing, and I'm a big believer in this, a phone call when a guest books. Okay, so make it part of, I would consider making it a part of your cadence. Once they book, they get that automated message. Thank you so much. Here's the information you need. We'll be connecting with you soon to see how we can make your stay extra special.
And this can be, I mean, all hosts, like, if this is important to you.
For sure, for
like,
sure.
It doesn't matter the size of your
But I'm thinking you call the guest, you build a relationship, they hear you on the phone, and you ask them, how can I make this an exceptional stay for you? And that way you can start to suss out and really understand why they're coming and what will make their stay great. And they're not just holding space until they find a, you know,
a property that's more cheaply priced, you can share with them why the value that they're going to get out of your home is worth every penny. So I would just consider that if you're worried about your cancellation rate skyrocketing.
So we're not going to be reactive. That's the worst position. We're going to stay prepared. That's the best position. And here's why we're going to stay ahead. You do want to know your cancellation rate. We want to track it monthly because we want to actually see it. What's happening here. How many people are booking and canceling? And you might be really, really surprised. This didn't impact you at all. Or, oh, wait a second. Do I actually need to switch up my policy? We want you to review your calendar settings. And if you allow long lead times, build a system to follow up right after those bookings, what we were talking about before. And just forecasting cancellations into your revenue model. There is not a business out there that does not forecast for refunds. We might call them cancellations. Other businesses might call them refunds or returns.
Or churn.
This is part of any natural business, okay? So we just need to know and anticipate and forecast. And if you lose 2 or 3% of your bookings each quarter, you need to work on that. We need to bake that into the projections. We talk to business owners all the time, and let's say that someone canceled or got a refund, and they did not have a plan for it at all, zero. They didn't think there were going to be any cancellations or anybody asking for a refund for all. That's unrealistic. You cannot live in this dream world like that, okay? And then if you are a co-host, if you're a property manager, you want to educate your owners on what the policy is, what policies are on any of the online travel agencies, what your personal policies are. You don't want them to notice it. You don't want them to bring in the news to you or notice a lower conversion rate, okay? You need to be the one who explains it.
Yeah, so the message here is to take this. If you're here with us right now, you're listening to us, maybe this is the first time you're hearing about this, make a note in your calendar to sit down and figure out how you are going to position yourself. What is the action that you're going to take to make sure that you don't let this overtake your mindset and to tank your revenue or to tank everything, all the hard work you've already put into place. Don't let this break you, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, because this is something where we talk to a lot of hosts that maybe have a last minute cancellation, you know, and it's like really messes with their their psyche, not just their bottom line. And so we want to help you prepare for this. If you're prepared for this and you really know your numbers.
And you normalize it.
And you normalize it. It's going, like, it's not if it's going to happen.
When?
It's when it's going to happen. You can have a completely different reaction when this happens. It's the people that never, ever plan for it, don't know their numbers, and it becomes catastrophic to their bottom line if they get a cancellation. So again, this is a complete mindset shift as a business owner. We need to be proactive about this, forecast these cancellations, and be aware.
All right, Annette. So in summation, the cancellation policy shift isn't something to fight. Instead, like with all changes, it is something to simply plan around.
And once you have started to weave in this understanding into your numbers, there is a calm.
There is a calm. You could still be frustrated by changes that you can't control. Obviously, Airbnb.
But there is a peace of mind of understanding. It's more about anticipating a cancellation or a refund. So then when it happens, it's not the emotional roller coaster. It's like, okay. It's like, I knew that was coming. No big deal. On to the next.
Right. I've already thought about.
And you're not devastated financially.
I've already thought about how I'm going to react when this thing happens so that you're not spiraling in your own brain about that emotional trigger of this happening last minute. Anyway, we will link to Airbnb's official Help Center article in the show notes so you can read the policy yourself. And with that, I am Sarah Carapane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.